Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On the line this afternoon, our first guest, I'm pleased to report, is waiting for me. She's Joanne Gray, General Manager at First Realty, and we'll be taking the temperature of the real estate market this afternoon. Joanne Gray, thank you for talking to me on Hi FM this afternoon.
Absolute pleasure, and a pleasure to be back again on air.
I reckon that had I been an Australian or a Brit or an American over the COVID period, my real estate assets would have probably increased between 10 and 20%. That clearly is not the case in South Africa, correct?
Correct. We have seen the negatives being the weaker economy, as most of the economists are discussing at the moment. And this is flagged by consumer affordability issues, which play a big role. Unemployment also remains an issue for some would-be buyers. And this is all determined as well by the looting and the COVID issues that we've had in the last few months.
So that is interesting. I want to talk about the looting for just a moment, because the press was talking about the flight from the inland cities to the coast. Did the recent riots in KZN have some sort of effect on that, or is it too soon to tell?
I would say that it's too soon to say. Certainly for 10 days there were no valuations being done. However, I think it is too soon, and we will see that things will recover there, just as, you know, we're seeing incredible figures in First. We've had a very robust 5 months, January to May this year, with June a slightly slower pace and back to increased activity in July. And, you know, largely I base this on our excellent motivated Integris team that we have, wherein we always focus on the positive.
Tell me something. I'm just interested in the workings of the market. Where is that robustness been? In what bands has it been robust?
Definitely in the lower sectors of the market. I'm not talking at the top end, 10 million and above. We are seeing incredible activity from 1 million to 4 million. And yes, that is where the majority of our sales have been pitched. But not to say that there aren't deals at 10 million. We've just had a magnificent big deal done this last month. So yes, you know, but definitely the audience at the top end is a little bit scarcer.
So just give me a sense of this magnificent deal you had at the top end, because it might have been over 10, but it all depends on what they were asking. Was there a massive differential between the initial asking price or the expectation of the seller and what was ultimately achieved?
Definitely. So we're looking at about a 20 to 30% reduction.
Wow.
on the initial asking price at the top end. Those margins reduce as you come down to the lower sectors of the market. But it's definitely still a buyer's market. And, you know, in April this year, we saw the Reserve Bank's figures saying that their data indicated lending at 5.6% growth from 4.4% in March. So for all intents and purposes, the South African property market is robust, and the Reserve Bank stats indicate that.
And I wonder to what extent it isn't highly segmented. So if you had ploughed, say, 5 million into the Illovo area 5 years ago, you probably would struggle, it's my opinion, to get your money back today. However, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you'd sunk 5 million into Waterfall or Stain City or Dane Fern, I think you probably would have had significant escalation. Would that be a correct reading, or am I out of line?
So I think that is quite a difficult one to answer, to be fair to all suburbs, because you've got, you know, the pendulum swings in areas, and some areas will have a higher return due to various factors that are taking place in that suburb. I think that property is always going to remain a good long-term property investment option. South Africans are resilient and understand the concept of diverse portfolios. The fact that we've got banks that are coming into the fore now, and, you know, with the prime lending rates being at a 50-year all-time low at 7%, this is certainly attracting buyers in Dane Fern, in Waterfall, in Illovo, anywhere. And what we're also seeing in the lower sector of the markets that are prevalent in those areas is loans of up to 105% being offered by three of the top commercial banks, targeting specifically those first-time home buyers.
Wow, that is fascinating. I did not know that. And then kind of a financial question, and I'm not putting you on the spot because I understand you're not a financial advisor, but given that interest rates are at historic lows, if you were buying now, in fact, if you had a bond, would you consider fixing it and paying the penalty of, say, an additional 1.5%?
No, I wouldn't do that just because I'm more cautious than that as an investor myself. I would ride the wave and, you know, I know that rental inflation and growth is under pressure at the moment, but I wouldn't fix a bond interest rate just because of the risks outweigh the benefits, in my opinion.
Joanne Gray, thank you. That was a really important conversation this afternoon. Thank you for talking to us on Chai FM. It was Joanne Gray, the GM at First Realty.
A pleasure always. Thank you.